Get your mic. Hey, all you Jetheronians.
Hello, and welcome
to, I'm Jacoby.
I'm Heather.
And together we make
a Jether.
You're listening to Jether's Random Stuff, the best podcast in the fucking world.
We're not biased.
No, not at all.
No.
And we have a dog.
So we have a dog.
That makes us extra special.
He's with us every podcast.
And he's super attentive today because he got in trouble. So he's
very attentive.
He's very attentive right now because he got in massive trouble earlier. Poor baby. Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He deserved it.
But, you know, it was pulled pork. Like, who doesn't go nuts over pulled pork?
Especially your pulled pork.
Yeah. My pulled pork's fucking awesome.
I know it is.
So, welcome to this week's episode.
And we're so excited to hear about all of the interest in the Jether Camp.
Jether Camp 2020. Wait, no. Camp Jether 2020.
Oh, that's what it is. Camp Jether 2020.
Camp Jether 2020. Who wants to go?
You guys, spots are filling up.
Spots are filling up fast. So you guys need to get on that shit.
Yeah.
Now.
2020 is not that far away.
Yeah. So you need to let us know if you're interested because we need a head count so that we can reserve it.
Hell yeah.
Not that we even know what weekend it is yet.
Well, we can't do that until we know how many people are coming.
Yeah, and then we'll make some reservations.
Because if it's like only four of us, we don't need that big of a fucking cabin.
So we just need to know if you're interested at all.
Yes.
In Camp Jether.
And we don't know if what kind of a fee there would be on that. Probably just to split up the
rental
cabin.
Cost. Yeah, that's probably
I think we'll probably take care of the rest of
the
shit.
Maybe some food. Costs.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Little
we come up
wine,
with something
little wine
on it.
Cost.
We probably, yeah, a little bit on that.
Yeah.
So,
but it won't be that much. The more people, the cheaper it is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
So let us know. Email us at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com if you're interested in Camp Jether 2020. This will be next summer, probably July.
I'm thinking probably be July.
Probably July.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, let us
really,
know.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
And then if this one goes well, we'll start going on different locations.
Yeah.
Maybe try some coast action.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And maybe a couple other places we could think of. That would be really fun.
Yeah. We'll do camp every year. Adult camp. Yeah.
Possibly just girls.
Probably just girls.
Probably. It's just easier.
It's easier.
Because the other adult camp we were talking about, there looked like there were way too many hookups.
Yeah. And we're not into that.
Not
so
into the hookups at camp.
Yeah. So we just want to have some fun with our girlfriends. So
that's what we want.
Camp Jether 2020. Hashtag that shit.
Fuck
and,
yeah.
And let us know if you're interested.
Yeah. Well, today we have a kind of a different type of topic. Was a listener suggestion.
Yes, we love listener suggestions.
We really do. I mean, give us more of those and we'll go for it as long as it's somewhat appropriate.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it doesn't even have to be that appropriate.
No, we can turn it so it's, we're explicit.
We're super inappropriate.
It doesn't matter.
It's fine. Whatever. Just let us know.
Yes.
Everything's fine.
So it doesn't sound like the funniest topic at first, but we're going to talk about car incidents.
Yes.
I didn't say accidents because this could be anything with a car. That happened.
Yes.
And we've had a few. I have gotten consent from my husband.
To list off his...
His discrepancy.
Incidents.
Yep, his incidents.
There are several.
He has a small collection of these incidents.
Yes,
in
he does.
His life. And I'm only going to be talking about the ones since I've known him.
Okay.
Because there's been a lot before that. But
a lot.
And then both of us have had our share of incidents.
We've had our
share
of incidences. Yes.
And it's kind of fun. I know, Kobe, you've mentioned you've been in a car accident.
Yes, I have.
Your fault or not your fault?
It was technically my fault.
Okay.
So it was before I was 18. So it doesn't really count.
No, I don't think it does.
I was driving home after school and my home was about a half a mile from the school.
They say most accidents happen.
Yeah.
Close
yeah.
to home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was driving up there. It's a small town. So I'm driving up the road to my school. My really, really good friend was in the car in front of me, Victoria.
Oh, yes.
And my house happened. So my school I went to, the football field where all the football games were and football practice and stuff was not by the school.
Oh.
It was actually up by my house a half a mile away from the school.
I see. I see.
So as I was driving home, all of the football players were walking up the road to go to the field for practice. And what I didn't realize is that my friend and her car had stalled in the middle of the road.
And so she was Victoria?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she was trying to restart her car, and I was trying to not hit all of the football players that were in the road that refused to move out of the way because they're all assholes.
Which are pedestrians.
Yes.
I do feel like the pedestrians take precedence.
They take precedence. I was trying not to hit them.
That's smart.
So I was actually only going maybe 20 miles an hour.
Not very fast.
25 maybe. Not fast at all. Trying not to hit the asshole football players. Not realizing that her car had stalled and she was trying to restart it. And I smacked right into the back of her. Right into the back. And now this is back in... let's see, 1989, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
This was before there was any seatbelt laws of any kind.
Or cell phones.
Literally half a block from my house. I could see my house.
A lot of damage?
Totaled both cars.
You totaled at 20
miles
per hour?
At 20
miles
an hour, totaled both cars.
What were you guys driving, Barbie cars?
They were old.
But the old cars are the ones that are very sturdy.
My car was humongous. I don't remember what it was, but it was like a boat. It was freaking huge.
Are we talking about the Yellow Submarine right now?
It was like huge. It was a green, army green fucking tank. But
I was just going to ask if it was a tank.
But because the car, and her car was a tiny little hatchback thing. And so
it didn't stand the
any damage at all because it was going to total the cars. So I slammed it to the back. Of course, I was not wearing my seatbelt because there was no law that said you had to wear your seatbelt. So, of course, we didn't because we were cool.
Yeah.
Not realizing that just slamming into someone at 20 miles an hour, even I flew up from my seat and hit my head and cracked the windshield with my head. And broke the windshield. And, of course, as soon as it happened, we both jumped out of the car, even though I had just broken the windshield with my head. And we ran.
Oh, that's this accident?
Yeah. And, of course, ran towards each other. And we're like, oh, my God, are you okay? Are you okay? Literally half a block from my house. And so...
everybody was okay.
Everybody was okay.
But you have two total cars of teenage girls.
Yes. And, well, I was by myself in the car. She was by herself
in
the car.
But there's two cars.
Two cars
totally
totaled. And a bunch of football players, basically.
Well, didn't the football players just push the damn car home?
Well, so one of the football players I knew really well is a friend of mine named Travis. And I said, hey, Travis. And he knew my house and stuff. I said, can you go get my mom? Go get my mom.
Smart to make the other people get their mom.
So he runs up to my house, and pretty soon I see my mom in her van backing out of the driveway, and then I see her look down the street and realize it's right there, like right there by the house. Pulls back into the driveway and just like walks down, like, what the fuck is going on? And the neighbor we had crashed in front of called the cops.
You guys actually had cops called.
Yeah. So the cops came and they gave me a ticket for following too close.
Did the football players get tickets?
No.
What the fuck?
No.
They wouldn't get out of the road.
Those little bastards took off and went to freaking practice.
Or they went to the Lakeview.
No, that's at the opposite end of town.
Oh.
Opposite in town. They went to practice to get out of the way because they didn't want to be blamed.
So if that wouldn't have happened, they wouldn't have gone to practice?
Well, yeah, but they would have sauntered slowly to practice this time.
Instead
they
of sprinting
ran
to practice?
They didn't want to be caught in the middle of the shit. So anyways, I got a ticket for following too close for $75. And I was pissed because I'm like, this is not my fault. These pedestrians would not get out of the fucking road. It's not my fault that they were not following pedestrian rules. So I decided to contest the ticket and go to court.
How'd that work out for you?
It worked out fairly well, actually, because I went to court. And it is a really, really small town. And so my parents knew who the judge was. And so I went to court. I was so nervous. I literally thought I was going to pass out. I went before the judge. I explained everything that had happened. And the judge took everything into consideration. And yes. Then he decided that he would lower my ticket and I only had to pay $25.
That is incredible.
Isn't that incredible? That was what? Oh. Hey, Dad. Will you take him outside for a second?
He needs to go potty, I think. There's it's right in the very top of my purse on the counter.
Yeah, he probably doesn't need one. He's probably fine.
He'll probably stay with you.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, geez. So my dad's here. He's he's gonna take. He's gonna put. We're recording.
We're on our podcast right now.
Yeah.
He don't want to make a camp, but that worked out nice.
That worked out nice. He's taking Patron out to go potty.
It just seemed like he needed to go.
So he was super happy to see my dad.
I mean, they were wrestling on the floor. Oh. It's in my purse.
In the top, there.
Of my purse. It's on the counter by the microwave.
Yeah.
Ooh, sorry.
Oh.
He has drank a little wine. He just hit his head on the wall.
My dad's been drinking a little wine. He's going to take the dog out for a while. Anywho.
Should I be worried about this?
No.
Okay.
It's totally fine.
Patron loves him.
He does.
He's not going to go.
So anywho, that's my first ticket I got. Actually, that's the only ticket I ever got was when I was 17.
What the fuck is that?
I've never gotten a ticket besides that. And that's not on my record because I was 17.
Now, I haven't had one since, I think it's 2009.
Okay, that's been a while. That's 10 years. I have gotten pulled over, but I've never gotten a ticket.
So I've only been pulled over one time without getting a ticket. And I've probably been pulled over, 6 to 10 times. I can't think of the exact number. Many times.
So I got pulled over one time.
Yeah.
Doing 40 and a 25.
And you didn't get a fucking ticket?
No.
What the fuck? How does
that happen?
I got pulled
over. So, of course, this was fucking 20 years ago. So, like, I was really young and thin. And I happened to be wearing a little mini skirt, low-cut blouse, you know, driving my car. Doing 40 and a 25, I get pulled over.
Yes.
The cop comes up and he's like, do you know why I pulled you over? Like, I don't. Was I speeding? And he said, yeah. He says, the speed limit right here is 25 miles an hour. I go, it is? And I happened to be stopped right in front of the speed limit sign that said 25 miles
an
hour.
Did he point at the damn sign before, or was he just looking at the miniskirt?
I said, is, and I looked up. I go, oh my gosh. I said, oh, there's a sign right there. I didn't know that. I thought it was this speed limit on this road. How long has it been like that? Was it different before?
Oh my God, Kobe.
Oh my God. He was so nice. No ticket, nothing. Sent me on my merry way.
What?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. The only other time I was with my two friends, and I, again, was only 18, and none of us were wearing seatbelts. Lori was, like, passed out with the back seat folded down, like, sleeping in the back of the car, like, totally speeding. He pulled us over. Didn't have my registration, nothing, and I started crying. I think he felt sorry for me, and he just let me go.
Are you? Okay, now, you know what? I can't say it's my face. Because I have an identical twin sister that's been pulled over probably a half dozen times minimum in her life. Not one fucking ticket.
Mm-hmm.
She has gotten out
attitude.
Of everything.
Yeah.
And there's me. The only time I got out of a ticket was because they pulled me over for my windshield being smashed and gave me a warning and said the next time I caught me with my windshield smashed, not fixed, I'd get a ticket. Then that's the only time I got off.
What's he doing?
He wants your dad.
Oh, okay.
I guess he could go.
He's fine. Here, I'm going to open the door.
Okay.
Are you there?
So, let me see. My first speeding ticket. Well, okay, we'll back up a little bit. My first traffic infraction. I was barely 16 years old. This is not a speeding ticket. There was no cops involved. I am leaving my grandparents' property that live on a farm.
Yeah.
It's not an active farm at this point, but there's still a barn, a bunch of outbuildings, and some good crops.
Was there animals?
Did they have goats? That's gone at this point. They used to have cows and horses and sheep and piggies and chickens.
I want a cow.
But this is gone by now.
Okay.
The cows were fantastic, by the way.
I love the cows. Yeah.
So I'm leaving because I was at my grandparents a lot back then.
Yeah.
Because I just adore them and love them. Rest in peace, both of you. Mm-hmm. And I was backing out. Well, it was a cold winter day, and my rear view window was frosted over. I have backed out of this fucking driveway so many times, but you have to back out and then kind of pull yourself kind of back into like a corner right by the barn, and then you can pull ahead to come out of there the right way.
Yeah.
So I was backing out of there. Twin sister sitting shotgun.
Yeah, okay.
We share this car, by the way, at this point. Yeah. Old driver's ed car.
Yeah.
So as I'm backing up, I'm showing off a little bit because I've backed out of this driveway so many times. I got a lead foot at this point. Probably going about 20 miles backwards, which doesn't sound fast, but it's kind of fast in a driveway.
It is backwards.
Yeah. Heidi, my twin, yells at me and says, "Heather, slow down. You're going to hit smack." If anybody says you can't hit the broadside of the barn, I fucking can. Because that's what I hit.
And how big of a hole did we leave in the barn?
Half of my car was in the barn. Half of it was out.
Oh,
half in, half
no.
out. My car was in the barn. Just the backside of it. I was out of the barn because I was in the front seat of the car.
Now, at this point,
yes.
When your car is halfway in the barn.
Yes.
For a moment, do you have the fleeting thought of, I'm just going to drive away?
Oh, no. Oh, no. The first thing I was thinking, this barn's been here for 110 years. Because it was built by my great-great-grandfather.
Oh, fuck.
Is this barn collapsing on me? That's what I'm thinking. Will the car even run at this point?
Oh, my God.
My grandpa comes running out of the farmhouse. And my dad has told me horror stories about my grandpa of chasing him with a pitchfork when he was younger. You know,
all that kind
of stuff. My grandpa comes out, first thing he says, "Are you okay?" I say, "Yes. The barn is not. The car is not.
I'm sorry about the barn."
And he goes, "Honey, I am so sorry. If only my great-grandfather would have built the barn 4 feet to the right, this would not have happened." And I go, "I know, I'm so sorry." So he made me drive the car home.
Yeah.
Had to go in. My dad wasn't home yet from work.
Oh, shit.
So I had to tell my stepmom what happened.
Oh, no.
She was very cool about it, though.
Really?
I told her, I was like, "I hit the broadside of a barn." She laughed a little bit. And I'm like, "No, seriously.
No,
I hit
the car's
broadside
sorry.
Of Grandma and Grandpa Nelson's barn." And she goes, "Oh, are you guys okay?" "Yes, we're okay." "Is the car okay?" "I don't think it is. I really don't think the car's okay. I got it home. And by the way, I'm done driving."
Yeah.
So what does she do? She goes out and looks at the car. It's like, "Yeah, that looks totaled."
Oh, sweet.
Because it was an older car.
And anything can total an older car.
Yes.
Anything.
I had structural damage to the actual frame of the car.
There you go.
Yeah. So you know what she tells me I have to do?
Pay for it?
No, I have to get into her car and drive her to the store and back.
Oh.
She made me drive after the accident because I told her, "Don't worry, I'm done driving for the rest of my life.
I'm not driving anymore." Oh, yeah? Get in the fucking car, drive me to the store.
You're driving to the store right now.
That sounds like Diane.
Yep. And she never yelled at me about it. We got the insurance money, and then the punishment was that we each had to get our own cars.
Oh.
So that way, if I totaled the car, it'd be my own car and not both our cars.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Because that just kind of ruined it for everybody. Hey, honey, do you want to come say hi? No? Are you sure?
That's a vigorous no.
That was a vigorous no.
Yeah.
Like an adamant, not in a million fucking years am I going to do it.
Oh.
Oh, what are you doing? What's my kitty out. Kitty? I have my kitty kitty come in here.
Oh, yeah, we're on.
Yeah. Are you not? Oh, he's leaving. Okay. Oh, okay.
So that was accident number one.
Okay.
Accident number two happened 1 year later. This was not my fault.
Wait a second. Have I heard this one?
Hit and run?
I don't know if I have.
No. Okay, so I'm in Bellingham.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go to Toys R Us because that fucking store rocks.
It does rock.
Yeah. I needed
Jeffrey
some
the
shit.
Giraffe is fucking awesome.
I know. I needed this. I needed whatever it was I was going for. I needed this shit.
Yeah.
And I'm a driver's ed daughter, and I do know some of the rules of the road. And do you realize?
Oh, wait.
Yes.
For those of you that do not know, Heather's dad owns driving schools across the state of Washington.
Yes.
I just want to put that in perspective for everyone right now that's listening to her stories, that her dad owns a fucking driving school.
This is like the preacher's daughter.
There's many driving schools that he owns.
Driver's ed owner, kay? Daughter, preacher's daughter. Can you guys get this?
Okay.
This doesn't mean I'm a good driver.
Go on with your story.
So I'm going to Toys R Us. The rule is you can't travel up the medium for more than 100, yards.
Oh, is there a rule about that?
Yeah, there's a rule.
Okay.
You can't just travel up the medium like it's your own lane.
That's why.
Well, because you're not.
What if I have to turn?
Well, this is what I waited patiently as a 17-year-old driver to be able to go into that turn lane. So I was waiting in that left lane, not the medium. And so once it opened up, I had my little blinker on. I saw a car coming up the medium, but I know we're only supposed to be going very slowly in the medium.
Right.
So
yeah.
I still go into there. Not realizing they're going 40 miles per hour.
Oh, no.
They hit me, and they tear my driver's side door off my car. It's hanging by a shred.
Oh, no.
And they continue to turn left to go because the parking lot is also Home Depot.
Oh, my God.
So Heidi, my twin sister.
Is she with you again?
Yeah, she's with
fuck.
Me again. So.
If I was her, I'd never get in the car with you again.
She's screaming. She's like, oh, my God, we just got hit. And I'm like, I know. I was screaming, too. And she's like, but he just drove off. I'm like, oh, he's not getting away. I'm 17 years
Heather,
old.
Heather's like, fuck no.
So I grab my door. Katie, on the side of the road. Hold on to it. And I take off after him. I pull up and I park in the car or the parking spot right next to him. Release my door as it crashes to the ground. Get out of my car, which is right out of fucking Trailer Park Boys at this point because they don't have a door on their driver's side door. And I yell at the guy. I was like, hey, you hit me. He turns around and he goes, well, you pulled out in front of me. I was like, no, you came up the medium, dude. You can't ride up the medium for more than 100 yards. And you did. I had the right of way there. He argued with me. I smelled something weird on him, but I'm from Linden. I don't know what alcohol smells like at this point.
Right.
So I have my car phone that my parents bought me.
Uh-huh.
That I only have 60 minutes a month to use. But yep. I used the shit out of that thing that night.
Good
called
car
my dad. Called my dad and said, Dad, I got hit. And he drove away and I chased after of it in the parking lot. And he says that it's my fault. And Dad said, stay right there. I'll be there in a second. So my dad called the cops.
Yep.
Cops beat him there. I was telling the cops, I had a little diagram and stuff written down with my little, what I did.
Yep.
And the guy ended up breathing out a nice drunk breathalyzer.
Oh, snap.
And the guy admitted, he's like, well, she pulled out in front of me. And the cop goes, well, she says you were driving down the medium and she barely pulled in the turn lane with her little blinker on. Did you see that? He's like, well, yeah, but I was going way faster than her. And he's like, you're only supposed to go 5 miles per hour in the
median.
You're
going way faster in the median? Excuse me.
And she has the right of way because that is the car that waited to go into the turn lane. You had to cross the line to get in the turn lane. You're at fault and you're going to jail because you were drinking.
Because you're drunk.
And asked me if I wanted to press charges on a hit and run.
And that's when you say, fuck yeah.
That's when I realized it's one of my best friend's grandfathers.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Not really a best friend, but she hung out on our group. And it was Jenny Brown's grandfather.
Oh, no.
It was Mr. Brown.
No.
Yes. So I knew him.
So you like, you're Jenny Brown's grandfather. Shame on you.
I did. I was just like, oh, my God. Jenny Brown's going to be so upset when she sees me tomorrow.
I know. And the whole school's going to be so upset when I tell everybody about it.
That you hit and runned me.
You hit and runned me, man.
You can't hit and run me. So then my little car got to go home. And they tried to reattach my door.
Oh.
So that was accident number two.
Okay.
Yes.
I've not heard that story.
Is that horrible? Not my fault.
That's hilarious. Oh my God. It was your friend's grandpa too. That's like horrible.
I know. And the thing that my dad was the most impressed with, he's like, I don't know a lot of 17-year-old girls that would have just picked up their door, held on to it, and drove after the person that just hit them and ran off.
I probably would just sat there and cried in the median minutes.
I was like, oh, fuck no.
Heather, no, yo, you did not.
He's like, and then you stood up to the guy in the parking lot. He's like, this is just... He's like, there's so many things wrong with
but
this.
Was Heidi just crying the whole time?
God. Well, I don't know if she was crying, but she was not... thrilled with what was going on.
I could just see her freaking out. Like, fuck.
Next infraction for me. Do we have any more infractions for you yet?
Nope.
God damn it. Okay, I'm gonna keep
going.
I don't have any more.
Wait. I did get pulled over one more time.
Okay, did you get a ticket?
No.
God fucking damn, Kobe. God. I don't think I have a bad attitude. Why do cops like to give me tickets?
So the last time I got pulled over Megan was six. She's 16 now.
So she's fucking crying, I bet, when she got pulled up.
Oh, fuck no. Right? So I was driving home in my minivan, right?
Ooh.
Took the exit.
Rebel.
Took the exit off to go to Eastman, like where Arby's is, like Old Station exit.
I love how this sounds like a freeway.
It does, right? It's not. There's like nobody there. So I like exited, right? And I switched lanes. I used my blinker and everything. And I didn't know there was a cop behind me. Pulls me over. I'm like, well, I don't know what I was doing because I was not speeding for sure. So he pulled me over and he said I didn't use my blinker when I exited the highway.
Oh, whatever. My God.
But then I also had a taillight out.
Oh.
So I got out of the car and he's like, do you want to come look at the taillight? Because I had like six different taillights on this minivan. He's like, I'll show you which one it is. And I said, sure. So I got out and he's like, see, it's this one like on the left, this one right here. And so then while he's showing me the taillights, Megan gets out of the van. So she's like six, right? And we're right next to this like grassy area. So she gets out and she starts doing like fucking cartwheels and jumping jacks and shit all over the... And she's like laughing and stuff. And I go, Megan, honey, can you get back in the car, please? Megan, get back in the van, please. And the cop just starts laughing his ass off. And I look at him and I go, this is all just like really exciting for her. And he just laughs so hard. And so he's like, yeah, just, you know, get your taillight fixed or whatever. And he just like
lets me go.
Yeah. I don't get tickets.
Yeah, you better fucking knock.
Wait, did you guys hear that?
I wish I had a video camera to record how difficult that was for her to get the mic down there.
Trying to knock on wood.
God. I don't know. I swear to God, I could have been the most pleasant, flirtatious person ever with a cop, and they're going to give me the nastiest ticket ever every time.
Like, so when I was in college, mm-hmm. I took a sociology class.
Yes.
Which was the most interesting class I've ever
taken.
They
are. I took sociology in college as well.
And our sociology teacher one day said he had made some comment about when he was trying to get his degree in sociology, he had to follow around this group of kind of like gangbangers down in LA.
Yeah.
And he just was supposed to follow them around and observe them. That's it.
Yes.
And he asked their permission and they're like, sure, whatever. And he would say that they would go nuts. They'd be drinking, driving their cars around, driving up on the sidewalks, just being fucking nuts. And then the cops would catch them. And they would never, ever get a ticket, get in trouble, go to jail, ever.
How?
So he spent an hour explaining this to us in our sociology class about how these kids never, ever got a ticket or got in trouble or went to jail or anything. It's because of the attitude they had when the cop came to talk to them.
Okay.
Basically, it's hard to explain. He spent an hour explaining this to us, but the basis is when a cop comes to tell you you've done something wrong, a lot of people get very defensive. Like, okay. I didn't do anything wrong. That's the opposite of what you should do.
Okay.
You should, like, accept that this police officer is doing his job. He's been trained to do this job. He knows what he's doing, and you don't argue with him.
Yes.
If he tells you you were doing something, you were doing it. You admit that you were doing it, and you apologize for it.
Okay, but I've done all that, and I still get a ticket.
Did you have a really short skirt on?
No.
Well, there you go.
Most of the time, I mean, no.
But it's just kind of like the attitude you have. A lot of people just, they get defensive and they're like, you don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't doing that. But that's the absolute opposite of what you should do.
Now, the only time I've ever been defensive, so I know I said earlier I've been pulled over one time where I didn't get a ticket. It's actually been twice because I just totally forgot about one.
Yeah.
And I was so pissed and defensive out there to the point where I think I got out of my car to yell at this cop.
I think you've told me about this one.
Well, yeah, because it was in East Wenatchee. Where,
yeah.
Well, no, almost East Wenatchee. It was Wenatchee when you're turning around that bridge.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Turning left, go yeah. across the bridge.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to stop. There was a car in one of the lanes stopped, and the light turned green as I was approaching the light. So I was able to zip right through the light.
Yeah.
The cop pulled me over because it said I was speeding around the corner. And I, first thing off when he pulled me over, the first thing I did when I had my stuff. I had all my stuff, registration, license, like I always do, hanging out my window before I even gets there.
Yeah.
Because I don't need him to ask. We're at another drill.
Yeah.
And then the first thing I asked is, like, I need your badge number.
Yeah.
Because, and he's like, yeah, why do you need that? I was like, because you pulled me over for no reason, and you have to have a reason. I don't have a taillight out. My headlights are all working. I wasn't speeding through that corner. I didn't cut anybody off. So you're in trouble with me because you have to have a reason to pull me over.
Other than your quota for the month.
And something I don't think people know on here is my senior year, you had to pick a project. And I chose to do it basically on cops. I did 160 hours of ride-alongs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was convinced after this year I was going to be a cop. So I knew a lot of shit.
You would be a good cop.
Everyone says that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the cop was a little bit standoff by this of right. me asking for a badge number, me explaining
naturally.
That he had no reason to pull me. I asked,
of course,
he tried to tell me I was speeding. I was like, no, it looked like I was speeding because the car was stopped. Me going 10 miles per hour looked like I was slamming that car, you
right
know?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm gonna, that car's standing still and I'm going 15, yeah, I'm gonna look like I'm going a lot faster than him, but I wasn't. And I was like, so what was the other reason? He's like, well, I thought you cut him off. I was like, how could I cut him off if they were standing still?
Yeah,
can't cut him off. So what else you got? He had nothing else. Like, so basically, you wanted to pull me over, make sure I wasn't drunk, I wasn't on drugs, and I had all my registration and papers right, which is illegal as hell because you have to have a reason to pull me over. Hence the reason I want your badge number, and hence the reason I want to report you. Did not get a ticket.
Oh, obviously not.
Well, there's nothing you can get me a ticket on. Yeah. I got off, and I sent a fancy-ass letter on Monday to the Wenatchee Police Department about this guy with his badge number. And that was the end of that one. That was my better one. The one I was going to say, I was 22, 3 months away from getting married.
Uh-huh.
I was up in Linden, my hometown, doing some last-minute wedding planning because for some fucked-up reason, I decided to get married up there. I already know why it was. It's not a fucked-up reason. I wanted my grandpa to go to my wedding.
Of course.
Yes. And he couldn't go if I didn't do anywhere else. So, and that was fine. So on my way home from Linden, which I've driven on this road a billion times, the road goes from 60 to 35.
That's a big drop.
It is. I know this drop. driven the road my whole childhood or as a driver.
So you absolutely know.
I know
supposed
exactly
to slow
where
down.
It's supposed to be, where I go down 35.
What time of day was this?
About 9 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So it was dark because it was in the fall.
Right.
So it was already dark. I'm going 65. My headlights hit the side of a cop car. I see the cop car. I instantly pull over.
You're going 65 and you know the speed limit's 35. And then
I'm
you
going
see a cop over. And your heart just drops to the floor.
Well, I mean, it dropped a little, but I just knew my husband-to-be is in the passenger seat. I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
I just pull over. This cop literally has to roll 5 feet ahead with
like,
no lights on.
Huh. I just see him sitting in that car and watching you speed and then just pull over and him going, huh, that was easy.
So he just pulled up. He just pulled up to me, walks up to there. I already had my shit out the window waiting for him to take it. This is my first driving infraction other than an accident at this point. Because the one I just said, I was older. I was like 28, 29 at that point. So cop comes up to there, gets my stuff. He looks at, he's like, do you know why I pulled you over? I'm like, 65 and a 35? I'm going 30 over. No mystery here.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You don't have to explain it. I know.
Okay. Well, I actually had you at 34, if that makes you feel better. I was like, yeah, 1 mile per hour.
All right. Down. Yay, me.
I'll take that.
Thumbs up.
I was like, that's still a reckless driving though, isn't it? He's like, yeah, we'll get to that. Because anything over 20 miles per hour is
a
reckless driving.
Just hold up a sec. We're going to get there.
We'll get there. So then he looks at my license. He's like, and then he looks across the street. Across the street is Nelson Driving School. That's my dad. One of my dad's driving schools. Across the fucking street. Yes, I got pulled over right across
right
the street.
Right across from your dad's driving
school.
We're
talking 30 feet. I could walk to his driving school door. So the cop looks across. In this area, Nelson is not a normal name.
Right.
For some reason. You go down Seattle, there's about 50 pages in the phone book of Nelson's. Not in Linden. So the cop looks across the street, looks at my license, because it says Heather Nelson on it. Any relations? Like, yeah, it's my dad.
Right there.
He's like, oh, wow. You know, I guess speak there every 6 weeks. I'm like, that's fantastic. He's like, any particular reason why you're speeding? I was like, yeah, I wanted to get home faster.
Like, oh, I guess speak at your dad's driving school.
Like, that's great.
Huh. Did they cover this speeding thing at the driving school? I'm guessing they do. Did you not pay attention that day or what's going on?
I don't know, huh? No, seriously, no. So he goes back, runs all that shit, makes sure I don't have warrants and that kind of stuff. I don't. Comes back and he goes, well, because of your attitude and how great you were and how honest you were about everything, I don't think I'm going to take you to jail tonight. Because you can go to jail for reckless driving.
Yeah.
20 miles per hour over the speed limit. By the way, peeps, you go to jail.
Yeah.
Anyway, he decided not to take me to jail. And he reduced my ticket to a 10 plus.
Nice.
I know. And then told me to please drive safe and to never get another speeding ticket ever again. That didn't happen. No.
So what was Thor doing this whole time?
He's a little freaked out. And then he was very surprised with how calm I was and how forthgiving I was with my bad transactions. And he was just like, Heather, don't say that. I'm like, well,
sorry. I'm honest.
I was going 35 over.
Sorry.
I'm just lucky my speedometer's a mile over. I'm going to use that in my future. It's off a little bit. But so I got a nice, I think it was like a $190 ticket.
Okay.
Too bad.
Not too bad.
And so the guy called my parents and tell them about it. That it was in front of the driving school and it was one of his guest speakers.
That's a little harsh.
It was okay. My dad has gotten really used to it by now.
Yeah.
The Brinsfields are his worst driving children. He has said that Thor alone, my husband, accounts for 75% of his stories of what not to do. And I'm close to about 25% of the other.
That's good if you have stories to tell your students about what not to do.
Yes. And we should move on to Thor.
Thor is special.
Thor has given me permission to talk about this.
When it comes to driving, Thor is super special.
But, you know, before we go into the driving, he's an amazing guy.
He is.
He's giving. He's loving. Such a hard worker. I mean, I would say relatively pretty perfect on every end.
Yeah.
The man drives like an ass.
And I can attest to the fact that Thor drives like an ass. And he's a scary driver.
But you know what? I'll say this. Out of all my friends I've ever had in my whole life, you're the only friend that keeps getting into the car.
I do keep getting into the
car. You keep letting him drive you. Where I had one friend literally break down in tears in the back seat of our car.
Well, it's like one of those things where you get in the car and you're like, oh, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Sometimes
I'm sure it's fine.
Sometimes it's totally fine. But sometimes
we always
it's not.
Get from point A to point B way faster when Thor is driving. Like way faster. I've never actually seen someone drive like that before in Seattle on the freeway.
Wait, you haven't ridden with very many Seattle drivers then.
So, yeah, it was just like, wow, we're like that car, like quotation marks. We're that car right now.
You know the car that you're all looking at that's weaving in and out of traffic to
going,
get that one extra car?
That guy's
going
to die.
That's us.
Thor.
That's us. He has gotten better in his older age.
Uh-huh.
But we have still had some nice stories to go by. Yes. We have had one of my favorites. Was we had a wedding to go to literally 6 months after we got married. We're to the day. This is my birthday. Not my birthday. Right before my birthday. June 14th.
Okay.
I got married December 14th.
Okay.
6 months
exactly. 6 months.
By the way, this wedding stole my wedding vows. That Thor and I wrote. We wrote these vows.
And they're like, that sounds pretty good.
I swear to God, they had a recorder at my wedding to record these vows. Because I've never heard anybody else ever
say these
vows. They're
probably writing them down
ever.
Like during your wedding.
Well, and we actually wrote them with the priest. So he was having us recite them. We weren't saying them to each other because said the same thing to each other, but we wrote them. So whatever. Anyway, so we had another engagement of a birthday party. This is when Thor and I used to spread ourselves so thin and try to make everybody happy.
Yep.
So we had a birthday party we had to go to in Mount Vernon. And the wedding was past Tacoma.
Oh, God.
So we were late to his friend's wedding that stole my
wedding
vows.
That's a long drive if you don't know. That's a 4-hour drive?
Yes. Okay. No, not four. I would say about
three?
Two. Thor's two? Driving. 1.5?
That's true. If Thor's driving, it's not. It's you cut the time in half.
So we're late. It's his friend's wedding that we're trying to go to.
Okay.
Anyway, somebody's moving something
there's
out there.
There's a really bad noise coming from my living room right now.
So Thor is decided that we have to make it to this wedding on time. And I keep telling him, it's like, weddings don't go on time. We're going to be fine.
Nobody's going to notice if we're late.
And if we're late, we'll stand in the back politely. It's fine. But he wants to get there.
Let's just get there.
I can't tell you the exact speed we're going, but I remember not being able to really tell what the car makes were by me as we're speeding by them, moving out of traffic. And at one point, I actually told Thor, dude, we're going to so get pulled over.
Yeah.
You need to stop. And he's like, there's no cops. Oh, there was a helicopter.
Oh,
we got taken by a helicopter.
A helicopter.
And then
the police
we had
helicopter.
The cop come. And I'm not talking, when he finally stopped us, we had a gun out.
What?
Oh, I think we're going over 100 miles per hour on the freeway.
Because they're probably thinking you're running away from something.
Probably. But we're in a really pretty dress, me, and a really nice suit by Thor. So the guy gets up there, literally cuffs and stuffs my husband.
Oh, fuck.
I'm bawling. Because I'm like,
oh my God.
So the guy gets back to his cop car and he starts talking to Thor. I'm not in the cop car because the cops yelled at me 4 times. Now let's get back in my car. Yeah. I'm not allowed to get out of my car.
Right.
I'm not like Megan where I can go do cartwheels in the fucking grass and I'm going to be okay with this shit. They're making me stay in the car at fucking gunpoint.
Ma'am, I can just see him now. Stay in the vehicle.
God, that's pretty much what it sounded like. Then all of a sudden, 15 minutes later, Thor's walking back up to the driver's seat and getting back in the driver's seat, and we drive away. He then explains that the cop got back in the car, asked Thor what the hell happened, and Thor explained exactly what happened. Stayed too late at the birthday party, spread ourselves too thin, had a friend's wedding he was trying to get to, and he decided to drive extremely illegally to get us there as fast as he could.
Because we don't want to be late.
He admitted to going whatever speed they said he was going. Fuck. Admitted to weaving out of traffic as fast as he was. And the cop did give him I don't know if it was a reckless in the beginning, but it went down to a negligence.
Yeah.
But we had to complete special driving school.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a good thing that you know somebody that owns a driving school.
My dad was very proud of that special driving school certificate that Thor got.
Yeah.
It showed that he completed, I think it was road rage and aggressive driving.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. It was nice. We're all very proud of it. And we never got a reckless on the what is that thing, the record?
Oh, the
driving
record.
He just got a negligence for it, got reduced. That's nice, right?
We got to drive home one time with Thor.
Yes, driving. from the Mariner game. We made Jeff ride in the front.
Well, we ride in the back for a while,
but I had to switch that shit out.
I was trying to pass out
because
we had drank a whole bunch, but the car kept like slamming my head on the fucking window because he was taking the corner so fast that made it a little bit difficult.
You think?
But we got home super fast.
We did. When did Jeff and I switch places?
I have no idea.
Because I know we switched places.
I
at
was
one
passed
point.
Out in the back with
I think
the fucking
I was falling asleep.
Baby blanket that you picked up off the goddamn floor of Safeco Field.
I still have that blanket.
Fuck, I hope you washed it.
Many times now. Mm. I love that thing is so soft and so thick. It's
it
the
wasn't
best.
Washed when I was using it. It was a dirty
You were drunk.
Floor
you did not
blanket.
Care. You did not give a shit about
you
that
gave
blanket.
Me a dirty floor blanket.
I used it too.
Dirty floor blanket.
You guys, it was a nice family. A nice family that left because Kobe and I were drunk and Vogler.
And we stole their blanket and their bobbleheads. And we weren't ashamed about it.
Not at all. They left them there. They were going to be thrown away.
Yeah, they would have been thrown away.
And that little baby blue thick blanket is the best park bench blanket ever. It's what I use it for this day. That is what it's for. Best blanket ever.
Oh, my God.
I told you this was a good topic.
It was a good topic.
And we haven't even touched half of this shit.
I know. There's so much more. Because
I have been in one more accident. Another drunk driver hit me.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And then Thor.
There's so many with Thor.
There's so many. We got the bicyclist that he hit.
Oh, we haven't talked about that.
No.
We haven't talked about the most recent infractions.
We could continue this.
We could.
We could make this a two-parter.
We could make it a two-parter.
Because we haven't even touched on all this.
Traffic infractions.
Traffic
infractions.
Part one and part two.
Part one and part two.
Because we haven't, we only done a couple of you. We've done a few of me.
I'm done. I don't have any more.
Oh, well, we haven't even touched on Thor. We've just skimmed the icing of Thor.
I do not have any more. I'll have to ask my husband how many he has.
Oh yeah,
I don't
we should talk
he
about
has
Jeff
very
too.
Many.
He's maybe he's as colorful as Thor.
I don't think he is.
No, not many are.
No, I think he's pretty good.
We're gonna go on the side subject here, and then saying we love you, Thor. Thanks for letting us talk about this. Thanks for giving me your permission.
Thanks for letting us bash you on our podcast.
It's not total bashing because we did say he's great in all these other ways. And he has gone a lot better. He's gone 9 months without one infraction right
That's
now.
That's pretty good.
I'm pretty proud.
Yeah. You should have like a 1 year anniversary party.
I'm going to in November.
With Thor, no tickets.
November 30th, right after Thanksgiving. It is going to be a
party
for Thor with no traffic infractions for a year.
Yeah.
We'll make it.
We'll do it.
And then it will get bigger in the following year.
perfect.
Every year will be bigger.
Every year will be bigger.
And the
no
hugest party on the seventh year.
Here, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's when everything gets wiped out.
That's right.
Hell yeah. All right, well, guys, we're going to continue on our next podcast.
Thank you, Dollar Little Jetheronians. Again, if you're interested in going to Camp Jether 2020,
let us know.
And we will get that frickin' set up.
Fuck yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Come
Drop
on, guys.
Us a line.
Don't let Kobe and I go to Camp Jether by ourselves.
Yeah, if we have to go by ourselves, it's lame. Well, it won't be lame.
We'll still have fun.
It'll be more fun with more people.
With you guys.
So let us know. Drop us a line at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com or go to our website, jethersrandomstuff.com.
Or you can get us on Instagram. On our Facebook, Jethers Random Stuff.
Yes, on Facebook. Listen to us on iTunes and give us 5 stars.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Please do that,
Spotify,
guys.
Google Play, iHeartRadio.
There's another one.
Tune in.
Thank you. That was the error.
That's all.
Okay. Well, and that's all for now.
Have a good week.
Peace.